2023 is a resolution to endorse the development of a new expanded parking structure for the Marcus Center of Performing Arts and authorize negotiations for Milwaukee County participation. This went to the Committee on Parks and Energy and Environment, and they approved it on a vote of 6-0.
Good morning. Please introduce your name.
Mr. Chairman, Paul Matthews, President and CEO of the Marcus Center for the Performing Arts.
Give us a brief summary of what we have.
Certainly. As you know, when I appeared before you in October on our budget, I informed you at that time that we are continuing to proceed on our efforts to build a new parking structure with an ultimate goal of moving ourselves off of county funding, and that we did have at that time a non-binding letter of intent from the Harmony Initiative, and that I would come back before you. And this was before the Parks Committee on Tuesday, which approved it. And I would just briefly say that we continue to make progress. Our architectural teams are doing preliminary design work. Baird and Company serves as our financial advisors, and we're doing a lot of financial modeling, which we would want to share with the county's negotiating team, because we are totally transparent on this, and we all need to be on the same page, if you will, on the financing and the numbers and all of and so forth. We are jointly underway with the Harmony Initiative on discussions for financial support of the project from the private sector. And lastly, since the announcement that Harmony and we have entered into the non-binding letter of intent, we're seeing some commercial interest percolating to add to the project as well. So we need to work in the partnership with Milwaukee County, and it's a very complex project, as you can imagine, and all of this sort of needs to move forward kind of at the same pace. So we're also in conversations with the city of Milwaukee. We currently own the parking structure. The Marcus Center owns the parking structure, and we lease the land from the city of Milwaukee. And so we're in conversations with the city about the disposition of that land. They're supportive of the project and are at least certainly open to a long-term extension of the lease for us to move forward on the project. And so we would ask for your support on the project, on the resolution, so we can take it to the next step to begin to determine how the financing can be put together. I'd be happy to answer any other questions.
Okay, Supervisor Bruin, followed by Supervisor Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm one of the co-sponsors of this resolution, and I won't repeat what Mr. Matthews said, but I do want to make one point that I do think that this is a very important and critical next step, formal negotiations about not just the financing package, but the ownership and the leasing and all those key pieces, so that once that's done, assuming that there's agreement between the county and the Marcus Center, as well as potential city negotiations, then the other players can turn letters of intent, non-binding into binding letters of intent, and the commercial partners know that the key governmental entities are behind this project, and it really is the way in which to jumpstart this and have it come to fruition. So I would hope that everyone would support it. It is an internal work group or negotiating work group, and I do think that the right people will certainly be put on it and would obviously be coming back to both committees of the board and talking to folks in the interim as well. So with that, I'll move approval, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Supervisor Mayer.
So I see the Colonel with Parks.
I'll concur with Parks. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Massey, why you don't try to purchase that land versus lease that land out straight out from the city?
We are not in direct negotiation with the city of Milwaukee, but they have expressed their prime interest is in leasing the land, but I would guess that this will be a subject for further discussion with the county negotiating team.
Okay, and who's on your team right now? Any other developers that are in here?
I'm sorry.
Any other developers on your team in the building right now?
Yes, VJS is our construction management team, they're part of our team. We have not obviously selected contractors yet. We're not nearly at that point. But along with Baird and HGA Architects, there's our design team.
And what is your timetable to try to start putting a shovel in the ground?
I think sometime in 2013. assuming we have all the parties in agreement by about March or April of next year, we need to kind of move this forward, then we have to then do more planning. There are a number of overlapping timetables here. Part of this is that Harmony's funding for its project is not county funding. It's all to be privately raised. They need to go out and fundraise. We have to determine, we're tearing down the current structure if we go forward. That's going to be out for most of a season, most likely. And so we have to plan around our seasons in order to do that. And then there's and then the construction timetable itself. So a lot of complexity to it, but I would say we're looking to 2013 to get the project underway.
And just two more questions.
Sure.
What is Harmony? Did you keep mentioning Harmony?
A Harmony Initiative, and Dennis Bueller, who's the executive director of the Milwaukee Ballet, is here. The Harmony Initiative is a collaboration between the Milwaukee Ballet, the UW Peck School of the Arts, UW Milwaukee Peck School of the Arts, and the Medical College of Wisconsin Sports Medicine Clinic. They want to build a large facility, which is a combined facility, which is educational in nature, expanding the ballet school and the sports medicine clinic, which is part of that, which actually the clinic works with the dancers. UW dance program is a specific program that is looking for some space in the building. And Dennis Bueller's here and can tell you more about the project itself, but that's essentially a quick summary of it. It's a very unique collaboration with a street-level presence on Water Street as the building goes forward. And it makes sense to have it on our campus, if you will. Again, Dennis is here if you'd like to ask him any questions further. So.
I think you said there are going to be some commercials. Is that the Harmony Group with commercial?
No.
Or are you going to add more commercials to it?
No, there's two sort of aspects of the commercial development, if you will. We would look for street-level retail as within the parking structure piece of this, which is likely to be a restaurant. And then on top of the parking structure, we can build on top of the parking structure for commercial office space. We're designing the building that way. So, and that's taxable property. Currently, we have leased this land since 1969. It has not been taxable property. And our hope is that we can add some commercial component to this, which would be taxable. So it'd be...
My last question is this going to be a green... Well, my colleagues love green. Is this going to be a green... building?
Very green.
Okay. All right, that's all. Thank you very much.
I'm not sure about the color of the lighting, but you know, the building itself will be green.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. On the motion by Supervisor. I'm sorry, Supervisor Smith. I apologize.
No, no problem. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Two quick questions. One on this kind of the structure itself, and then on the county role again. And I think this is very exciting. This kinds of things we're looking for. I mean, all our culture institutions understand we had limited funding. And we need to do it. It's especially exciting when you talk about, you know, the partnerships I always believe in and the restaurant or something else coming here. The one question I have is you're talking about 1,250 parking spaces, even with those restaurants that we're looking for. And what do we have now? I guess what I'm asking is that part of the study too, you know, what the market can bear? We got, you know, that parking's needed during the week besides obviously for your everything that you have at the PAC.
Yes, we're at 700 stalls now.
Yeah.
And it's filled, for all intents and purposes, filled with monthly parkers.
Okay.
We need much more than that for performance parking. We're running currently three theaters and a banquet hall, particularly on weekends. You know, we're booking more all the time, if you will. We alone know that we need a couple of hundred more spaces on average during the day to be able to utilize the building for non-performance use during the day on top of that monthly parking. We have done, in our estimating, 1,250 takes into consideration our expanded parking needs, takes into consideration Harmony's expected needs, although we're still fine-tuning that. We need to look at that number depending on what type of commercial development there is. And financially, that number of stalls also gets us toward financial independence, which is the course we're on. So we're not just building it bigger just for that reason. We obviously have been in this business, parking business, for 40 years and believe we know what the demand will be and believe that we'll be able to use it to capacity. So
thank you. That was kind of the answer I was looking for. And then the other thing for, you know, the county's role here is the level of funding, you know, for us, for the, we're going to be helping the bonding, I guess that's the idea. Is that going to remain level in through the term of this contract, and is it at the same level that we're currently helping the PAC?
And yes,
that
would be our request, and it could be. We were sensitive about the county's bonding limitations. We could look at good faith and credit as we put the financing package together. But our belief is that, and I know we were cut 15% for 12. We understand that, but we've been at $1.28 million, $1.3 million. That if we took those dollars and transferred those to what has been essentially an annual operating subsidy. And put it toward what we're trying to accomplish, then you're investing in our ability to grow revenue from a source other than county funding. And even during the period of that time, as we're managing that debt, our projections currently, and we have to refine these and work with the negotiating team on this, indicate that we'll start seeing growth north of $1.3 million in that period. So we'll be able to generate some additional revenue. And as I've told you, our attendance from Milwaukee County now is down to 40% and 60% from outside of the county. And so this allows us an ability to move essentially our public funding, what has been public funding, off of strictly Milwaukee County and onto our broader patron base in the future. And that's our goal, too. That's one of our goals.
I think Mr. Matthews was trained well when he was a county supervisor. He did his homework, and he's done his homework in this area, too, and I appreciate all that information. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Mayos, followed by Supervisor DeBruin.
I have this.
Okay. Supervisor DeBruin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to briefly add that one of the key pieces of the negotiations is the financial package, the bonding, the commitment, and there is clearly a goal. I think the joint goal would be to have the most advantageous bonding package possible. And some of the other key decisions will kind of fall in line once they've figured out what that would look like. That's why Corporation Council is on the work group, et cetera, so that once they know what they can get to the best tax-exempt status of the bonding, that kind of will set up in some ways who owns what type of contributions might be necessary. And the plan is to look at several different options. I'm on the board of the Performing Arts Center, and they've done a lot of financial homework before we've gotten to this point. So that will be very useful, and as he said, they're very transparent on that. But obviously the county will want to look at it from its perspective and decide, is that the best format? Does it need to be switched around in order to get the most advantageous bonding?
And I just quickly added, I referenced it earlier, that there are significant naming right and sponsorship potential, significant opportunities with this, and we're working in collaboration with the Harmony Initiative on that, and that could bring significant private dollars. I'm not at liberty to discuss, you know, the specifics of it here, but certainly with the committee, and that's part of that formula for financing it. And we will be totally transparent. As you know, we operate with a great deal of fiscal integrity. We're stewards of your building. And we want to be absolutely sure that we're all in agreement on the financing and then on the cash flow projections, that this indeed can work the way we want it to work.
And the only other final point I want to make is on the Harmony Initiative. And at some point, this group may want to have a presentation
absolutely.
On that, as the negotiations go on. But it is absolutely a beautiful project, and it blends sports and the arts. And when he said there's a visual presence on the street, the design is all these, you know, the whole facade is all glass, so people will be able to see the dancers practicing, working out, and all of this. And it's just, I think it's going to be an absolutely phenomenal draw for the area as well. So I think the partnership is really exciting, and so hopefully later on, when these negotiations get further along, there'll actually be a presentation. I guess I think you'll be really excited
absolutely.
About it.
I know they're eager to do that at an appropriate time. And I would just also say to you that it will be a parking structure that looks far different than it does now.
Right.
That we believe there are parking structures and there are performing arts parking structures. And so we certainly want to match the architectural integrity of the Harmonies Initiative, as well as make a very clear statement about the arts from the time one drives into the parking structure.
Any further questions or comments? Get a motion by Supervisor DeBorn. On that motion, Madam Clerk.
I've also understood that Supervisors Thomas and Neal would like to be co-sponsors.
Yes.
Thank you.
On the motion to concur, Supervisors DeBroy.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Lemel West.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion to concur, approved 6-0.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Matthews. We'll now go to item number 2.